Now, today's global hit, we meet a Jamaican singer who's rapping about injustice in her hometown of Kingston. Madeline Baer sent us this profile from Kingston.
The day I interviewed singer and songwriter Terry Lynn, Jamaica was reeling from the news that police officers had shot up a station wagon, sending its four passengers and an officer to the hospital. The victims included a 10-month-old baby. It was only the latest incident of police violence in this small country. Last year, police killed more than 200 Jamaicans, and calls for justice and police reform are growing louder. 31-year-old Lynn is among those voices. Her debut album, Kingston Logic 2.0, released last fall, is filled with blunt indictments of the state. This cut, titled The System, takes aim at police abuse in poor communities.
I document things that I've seen, that I've heard, you know, and just create a story out of it.
Lynn describes herself as a lyrical journalist. The gritty Kingston neighborhood of Waterhouse is her muse.
There's so much to talk about. There's so much to talk about. When you think about, you wake up in the morning, a police guy just see a kid. My youth, come here. And you just jam him to the wall and start to search him.
Much of the violence in this country, police-related or not, is felt in communities like this one. Jamaicans call them garrisons.
It's typically ghetto communities that is described as garrison, where you find high crime rate, violence is being acted out in a wide open and large scale. So it's very similar to any ghetto like in America.
There's one main difference, though. Here, it is not only gangs that claim territory, but legislators. The two political parties have fought for control of the island for nearly a century. In the early days, operatives used stones and fists. In the 70s, they moved up to machine guns. And the violence increased as Election Day approached.
It still happens because in every election, you find they deploy the old strategy of doing that. And in situations like this, you can be killed or chased out of your home for not voting for a particular party that they wish for you to vote for.
I'm tired of being a victim of circumstance, she laments in the staccato lines of her song Street Life.
Out in the streets, I see friends, I see foes. I see life comes, I see life goes. People pray, people like vultures and crows. Gunshot a beat like the north wind that blows. I've been through all of them blows. So the street lifestyle is no bed of roses. Who feels it knows, don't ask cause it shows. To be a garrison is not what I chose.
As Lynn leads a tour through the pockmarked roads of Waterhouse, it is clear that once elections are over, not much changes.
I remember the last time the road was built was when I was about 2, 3. And ever since from then, I've never seen it getting any other development.
But it's not only poverty and violence. Music also defines Waterhouse.
It's just an enjoyment to forget the misery of the system. You go home in the night or maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and forget the problem for that moment and to face another week of the same stress and the same misery, you know? So we party most times.
Just around the corner from Lynn's home, we reach a large concrete structure with a faded paint sign on the facade. King Jammy's Records, it reads. It's a legendary recording house, the first stop for many of the reggae and dancehall musicians from this part of Kingston.
Black Uhuru, Beanie Man, Half Pint, Wailing Soul.
Most of those artists have left the garrisons for more comfortable communities on the other side of town, or quit Jamaica altogether. Lynn says her childhood friends have left too, finding jobs on other Caribbean islands. She plans to stay.
It's a part of who I am, and it's a part of my story. So in order to tell the story, you would have to be where it's at.
Already, she has finished her second album, Kingston Logic 1.0, scheduled for release in the spring.
It's more interesting to be inside of the hurricane's eye to tell what's happening.
For The World, I'm Madeline Baer in Kingston, Jamaica.
A murder, a murder, a murder.
The music of Jamaican rapper Terry Lynn closes our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.